Whatever the healthcare challenges that you are going to focus on coaching on, one of your first tasks as you set up your practice or move your existing coaching practice to include recovery to wellness coaching is to build up your own resources to whom you can refer. There is a need for you to have some information that you can share as appropriate with your clients about what kinds of resources you know about that are available that might be useful for your client to connect with. So this can include pretty much any kind of service from mindfulness groups through to therapists, psychiatrists, any kind of community-based group that might be supportive within the healthcare challenge. It could be, if it's addiction-related, it could be 12-step groups, this kind of thing. So you want to be starting to compile your own resources that you can have to hand to help and share with your clients as necessary. Now, the real situation is that you will want to establish that these resources that you are building and referring to are actually indeed aligned with coaching. Your client trusts you. And when you offer to share information, you need to feel comfortable that the person or organization or group that you are suggesting they get in touch with, who might have some benefit for them, is in fact aligned with what you do. This is particularly true when we look at psychological services such as therapists, psychologists, and so on. It is crucial that whoever you are going to align with understands your work, understands how your work fits with their work, that they are seeing your relationship as complementary, not just because you're possibly providing them with a client, but because in terms of the way that you work. We do not want to get caught up into a tangle of competitiveness between therapeutic practices, which can happen. I like to write to these practitioners with a covering letter or email, explain to them what I do, and explain that I'd like to consider referring clients to them if they're interested, and then set up a meeting with them and see if I have a good feeling, see if there's a sort of joint shared professional vision about working with people. And if there is, then if I'm comfortable, we will take it from there. If I don't feel that that is the case, then I will move on and look for other practitioners that are a better fit. At the end of the day, your reputation is traveling with your referrals, and I mean your reputation with your client, not your reputation with the people you're referring to. So it's important that in order to have integrity, that you make sure that you have done your due diligence on the organizations and or services and practitioners to whom you might be offering to refer them.